Morning. Today's Daf and Brachos, Daf Zayin. We are starting today on the very top of the Amud. Today's Daf can be broken up into an Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. I know every Daf can. I'm aware. The Amud Aleph is Rav Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yossi. We're going to have, hopefully my count is correct, we're going to have five statements of Rav Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi on the Amud Beis. We're going to have seven statements of Rav Yochanan in the name of the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, so just a good way to organize and divide our Daf today. Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yossi, Amud Beis, Rav Yochanan in the name of the Rashbi. Five and seven. Five on Amud Aleph, seven on Amud Beis. Okay? It's a lot to cover over the course of this morning. Let's begin. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to start off with Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yossi. Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispala. So how do I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Okay. Admittedly, we'll pause. It's a difficult concept to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is davening. Us davening, so we have a lot of needs. So I understand that we daven. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is perfection. So what exactly is he davening? So actually, we're gonna learn together what he's gonna daven. But the idea that he's davening, so obviously that takes a lot of thinking. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu mispala shenemar ve'avo simal harkashiv v'simachtim ve'tfilasi. So the pasuk that we're all familiar with, and if you look carefully, read carefully, it says tfilasi, tfilasam lo nemar. It doesn't say tfilasam, elo tfilasi. Mikan Hakadosh Baruch Hu mispala, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu is davening. So my matzli. So what exactly is in his tefillah? Amar zivcha bartuv yamar rav yihiratzon. So may it be my will. And now you understand the conundrum. May it be my will. It's so he's okay. Good. Everyone appreciates. So yihiratzon may be well. My will milfanai sheich b'shu rachamai is kasai. So I should have more rachmanus. So I should have more compassion than I have anger. Vayego rachamai al midosai. And my compassion should go over my midos. In other words, I shouldn't operate with the strict letter of the law. Ve'esnahegim v'anai b'midos rachamim. And when I deal with my children, I should do so with compassion. Ve'echanes lehem lefnim b'shur sadim. And I should bring them in within the letter of the law, meaning above the letter of the law. And I shouldn't just simply go kechut ha'sa'ara, strictly based on the strict letter of the law. Tanya, the Gemara quotes a braisa. This next Gemara over here, thank God for Avram Fried. This next Gemara, if you like Jewish music, you will know this next Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So Rabbi Shmuel says the following. Rabbi Shmuel was one of the Kohanim. He was a Kohen Gadol, and he served during Baisheni. And Pamachas Nechnasi Laktir Ketores Lifnai V'Lifnim. So he's offering Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So obviously we're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Okay. V'Reisi Akasriel Hashem Tzvakos Shehu Yoshev Akisei Ram Nisa. So I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, it's a really strange way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akasriel, Katzvakos, Kashem Tzvakos. We could have suggested that it's a Malach and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but we're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And nobody was in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Not even Malachim were in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, ostensibly, it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amr li Yishmal b'ni barcheni. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks the Kohen Gadol for a bracha, Amarti lo. And so I said to him, Yeratzom, Mofanecha, Sheikh b'shu rachemeches kascha. And so basically that ibracha that I gave him is what we learned just moments earlier in terms of what the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. I hope that your compassion is above your anger, and that your rachamim is able to go above the strict letter of the law, and when dealing with your children, you should have compassion. And again, not go with the strict letter of the law, but above the letter of the law. And he nodded his head. Okay, and the Gemara wants to know my Kamash Malan, and the Gemara says, and now what is the lesson for us? Meaning, okay, it's an unbelievable story, but what takeaway lessons do we have? So the Gemara says, Shalotei Berachas Hedjot Kala Beinecha. Somebody gives you a bracha, Berachas Hedjot, and it's a simple person. Don't treat it lightly. Treat every bracha with utmost respect and care. Obviously, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody's a Hedjot. And even the Kohen Gadol is a hedjot legabe Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so, but nevertheless, though, the Kohen Gadol gives a Kadosh Baruch Hu a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu nods his head. So that means to say that let's treat every bracha that's given to us with respect. Okay, that was the first statement of Rav Yochanan in Rav Yossi. So the tefillah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Birchas Hedjot. Number two. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Yossi Minayin Shein Meratzen Lo La'adam B'Shas Kaso. Person's angry. Don't try to appease a person while he's angry. Wait. Dichsiv Panay Yelecha V'Anichosi Lach. Kadosh Baruch Hu was very angry with us after Chet HaEgel. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Panay Yelechu, let my face go past you. Meaning, give me a moment, v'anichosi lach. And so obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is modeling the behavior for us. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to wait until the anger subsides, so when dealing with other people, wait till the anger subsides and then approach. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, I'm tein li'ad she'avru panim al shel za'am. wait until my anger subsides, va'aniach lach, and then I will leave you. Umika rischa kamek dekusha brichu. Now, is this true that Kosh Baruch Hu is angry? So in the Gemara says yes, Ditanya. Gemara quotes the following brisa, v'kel zo'ein b'chol yom. Pasuk in Tehillim describes that Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. V'kama zamo, now, this anger, how long does it go for? Rega. So it goes for a moment. V'kama rega, now how much is a moment? So the Gemara actually gives a quantity, quantifies the length of time that Kosh Baruch Hu is angry every day. Echad mechameshes ribu v'shmona malafim v'shmona meos v'shmona v'shmona b'sha'a. So it is a 58,888th of 1 hour. Okay, so in my free time yesterday, I did the math. It's not so hard to figure out. So it comes out to a fraction of a second, 0.06, about a 16th of a second, approximately, is the amount of time that Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry on a daily basis. Vizui rega. And this is a moment. Now, when during the day does this happen? So we don't know precisely. In fact, nobody knows precisely, with the exception to one person. Chutmi Bilam Arasha. Bilam is able to identify this moment of time. Dichsiv Beit says, V'yodea das Elyon. Regarding Bilam, the Torah describes, the Navi describes, how he's Yodea das Elyon. He knows what's going on upstairs. So Hasha das Behemto lo hava Yodea. Das Elyon hava Yada. Now, this is just a simple pshat in the pasuk. How could that be? Bilam doesn't even know what's going on with his donkey, right? His donkey veers to the side, he hits his donkey. Veers to the side again, hits him again. Veers to the side a third time, hits him a third time. And like, he can't figure out what's going on with the donkey. There's a malach standing right in front. The donkey sees it, he doesn't see it. Obviously, it's a way of a Kosh Baruch Hu showing Bilam, you barely know what's going on. Like, no, right, don't think so much of yourself. And meanwhile, Yodea Das Elyon, and that's a way of describing Bilam. So, Ela Malamish Ayya Yodea L'chavin Oso Shasha Kosh Baruch Hu Kois Ba. So, right, the Bilam basically is a one-trick pony. He knows, that's not, I mean, he's a Navi, but in terms of his exceptional knowledge is that he knows how to be mechavin, he knows how to precisely identify this moment when a Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'hainu damar lehu Navi l'Yisrael. And now we understand the pasuk in Micha. Amizachar namayatz Balak, melech Moav. So, remember what happened with the king Balak, and remember what happened with Bilam, and remember how I saved you over there. And the psukim go on in Micha, and my laman dasit kos Hashem, and know that I was a tzaddik, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rav Elazar, I'm a lama Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Du uke matzit kos asisi machem. Look how much I did for you. I did charity for you. Shelo kasti be mei Bilam arasha. I was not angry during the time of Bilam. Sheil malei kasti, because if I was angry, lo nishtari misonem shel Yisrael saridu palit. Nobody of the Jewish people would have been left. It says, so name shall Yisrael, that's a euphemism. It means the Jewish people. V'hainu dekamerle Bilam lebalak. And now you understand what Bilam says to Balak. Ma ekov lo kavakel. Bilam says to Balak, look, I'm going to curse them. I was planning on cursing them, but Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it. Meaning, I knew what to do. It's just a function of the fact that Hashem didn't allow it. Uma is om lo za'am Hashem. Right, and I can't use the anger because the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself didn't allow himself to get angry. So during those days of Balak and Bilam, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not allow himself to get angry, and therefore Bilam was not successful in cursing the Jewish people. V'kama zamo. Now the Gemara repeats the question: how long is this anger? Rega. So it's a rega. V'kama rega. So how long is this rega? So earlier the Gemara gave it in terms of an interval of time, actually giving us a fraction of an hour. Here, I'm a Rabbi Abin, v'item Avina rega kememra. The amount of time that it takes to say the word rega. So the word rega, it's a fraction of a second. Okay, you can compare it to the previous time that was given in the Gemara, in terms of a 16th of a second, but the point is that it is a very short amount of time. Omanalan deraga, derega rasach, shenemar ki regaba po chaim birtzano. So the Gemara says that, and how do I know that it's just for a moment? So the Gemara says, because it's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki rega ba'po. Only for this moment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, but Chaim Birtzo, no. But after that, Ratzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is favorable. V'ibay sema mihacha, chavi'i kemat rega, hide for just a moment, ad yavur zam, until the anger passes by. So we see that it is just for a moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'emas rasach, now when does he get angry? So again, we don't know exactly. That was the starting point of our Gemara. Nobody knows exactly, but if we can identify, generally speaking, when is this going to be? I'm Rabbi Bahanach Tal Shai Kamaisa. So it's going to be sometime during the first 3 hours of the day. Why the first 3 hours of the day? Stay tuned. The Gemara is going to tell us. Ki chivra karvalasa da tarnagalasa. V'chai achad kara. So when you see the crown of a rooster, it turns white and it's standing on one leg, So that is going to be a simon. That's a sign that this is the moment of anger. So kol shat v'shat nami nami kai hachi. So the Gemara says, you ever watch roosters? Now for me, the answer is no. But in other words, if you ever watch roosters, says the Gemara, you'll know that they stand on one leg and their crown is white. And so it's not just a moment. So kol shat v'shat sumke. So the Gemara says, well, if you look carefully at the rooster, so yeah, the crown is white generally, but there are always going to be streaks of red going through it. Kai hishaita. But in this moment, so lay space to yuki sumke. There are no red streaks going through the crown or the comb of the rooster. It's going to be all white. That moment, that's going to be it. And in terms of when it's about, so it's about during, it's sometime during the first 3 hours of the day. And again, in just a moment, we're going to learn why the first 3 hours of the day. How tzeduki david b'shuvuse to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So there was a tzeduki living with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the community of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and have a kamitzar leituva b'kray. And every day the tzeduki would go over to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Remember the tzedukim. So they are a sectarian group where they accept Torah Shabbat, they don't accept Torah Shabbat Peh, and to use a word that my mother would describe, they're nudniks. Mm-hmm. And so this one was driving Rabbi Shua ben Levi crazy. And Yumachad Shakal Tanagola, V'ukme ben Kar'ei Da'arsa, V'ayin Ba. And so what Rabbi Shua ben Levi planned on doing is he planned on giving the Tzeduki a curse. But he was going to coordinate with the time that Akash Baruch was angry. And so he put a rooster, tied it to his bed. And he looked at the rooster, waiting to see for the crown, for the comb to turn totally white. And Savra, and he's thinking, Kimata Ishaita al Taye. And when that moment comes, so I'm going to curse him. Kimata Ishaita, when the time comes, Nayim. So he's standing, he's sitting, he's watching, rooster tied to his bed. And as you can imagine, it's not that exciting a time. And when the time actually comes, and the rooster crown turns totally white, so at that point in time, he's fast asleep. Amar, and then after he wakes up, he realizes it's a simon min hashamayim. Shema min alav orech ar lemeved hache. And he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to do it. And that's why I fell asleep. V'rachamav ha'kol ma'asav k'siv. Torah says that we should be compassionate for everybody. Uksiv gam enos l'tzadik lo tov. And also another pasuk in Mishlei that says that don't be the one who is going to be the source of punishment for a rasha. Anos l'tzadik. Punishment coming from the tzadik lo tov. And so therefore, it's not good. So obviously, beforehand, whatever. I guess the anger got the best of him. Not clear. In other words, he knew these psukim beforehand, but okay. But after he fell asleep, he realized that the psukim started really speaking to him. Tanim ishmei the Rebbe Meir b'shasha hachamaz rachas v'chomachim ezrachumar v'menichem chasreim b'roshayim. So when the sun rises and all the kings of the east and the west are putting their crowns on their head and m'shachim l'cham and they bow down to the sun, miyad koes hakadosh baruch hu. And now we know Peshat in 3 hours. First 3 hours of the day, because that's when the kings wake up. I told you. It's like one of the overarching themes of the first parak of Brachos. The kings wake up sometime during the first 3 hours of the day. Right? The sun wakes them up. And so what do? They wake up at their leisurely time, their presidential time, more than presidential, and they put the crown on their head and they bow to the sun. It's the Ovid Avodah Zarah. So then you understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at that point in time. In other words, there's a Avodah Zarah being practiced during the first 3 hours of the day by the kings of the world. And so that's why their first 3 hours of the day, so that's the Shas Din, it's the time of justice, of strict justice. And that's why at some point during those 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Okay. The Tosos over here, it's a wonderful Tosos, first Tosos on the Amud. So he wonders, so now there's this moment of time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So what exactly is going to be the curse that you're going to put into that one moment of time? It's the 16th of a second, or the amount of time that it says to say rega. So what exactly, you obviously cannot be long-winded in your curse during that moment in time. So what are you going to be saying? So interesting Tosos. Tosos says, v'im tomar, top Tosos. V'im tomar ma'ya yachol lomar b'shas rega. So yesh lomar kalem. So one possibility, says Tosos, is okay. So you curse with one word, kalem, destroy them. Okay. And I guess, you know, you think the rest, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, figures out who you're talking about, when, etc. Inami, or another possibility, says Tosos, me'achar shahi amaskel kilaso, bo'so shahi amazik afila achar kein. If you start during that moment, you're allowed to continue even afterwards. All right, I've quoted this Aruch HaShulchan numerous times, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to quote it again this morning. The Aruch HaShulchan uses his Tosos to discuss the following, right? Obviously, we have Zamani Tefillah, we have to be davening within a certain time. And you're right up against the clock. And you have just a minute left before this Zman Tefillah is over. And you start your Shemoneh Esrei. Your Shemoneh Esrei is, you know, it's not super short, but it's what it takes a couple minutes to say your Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So can you start your Shemoneh Esrei within the Zman, even though it's going to go beyond the Zman? So the Aruch HaShulchan uses his Tosfos to suggest that, yeah, according to the second answer of Tosfos, you can. As long as you start within the Zman, you can continue after the Zman. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, very creative. Okay, can we learn halacha from Agadata? This is Agadata. This is not halacha. This is Agadah Gemara. So can we learn halacha from Agadata? Okay, so that in of itself is a fundamental question. I don't have the absolute answer to that. But anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan based on our Tosfos. Okay, let's go back to our Gemara. We are halfway down in the Amud on Zayin Amud Aleph. So far we have quoted this morning two comments from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. One had to do with the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Birchos Hedjut. The second one is a moment of anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day for just a fraction of a second. Number three. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Tova Mardus Achas Belibo Shal Adam. So if you are humbled, right, Mardus Achas Belibo, right, hard to translate those words literally, rebellion of the heart to oneself, but basically it's self-reproachment. So if you are humbled, Yosef Mikama Malchus, that's better than receiving any kind of external motivation. And we know this, meaning this is the idea of internal motivation being stronger motivator than something that's coming externally. Shenema v'radfa es ma'aveha v'amar elcha v'shuva el ishi arishon ki tov li az me'ata. The Pesukim in Hosea describing, giving a mashal of the woman who basically, after being married, she goes and she's with many other men. And then she decides, after her foray, that, you know what? Best with my first husband, Kitovli Azme Ata. And it's only because of the internal motivation that got her to go back, and it had nothing to do with any kind of external influences. She was humbled. Reishakish Amayosu Mimea Malkios. Reishakish makes this point and stretches the point out. It's an internally generated motivation is going to be stronger than 100 external Malkios. Shenemar Tachas Ga'ara B'Maven Mehakos Ksil Mea. So the person who understands, that's the Maven. So if he has one ga'ara, if he has one internal moment of, oh, I should change, I need to rectify myself, so that's better than hitting the fool 100 times. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi. We're up to our fourth statement of Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yossi. Shoshet Varim Bikesh Moshe Melifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasan Lo. Moshe asked for three things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was given all three. One, Bikesh Tisha Shechina Yisrael V'Nasan Lo. The Shechina should rest on the Jewish people after Chet HaEgel, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's it, I'm not going in with you. Moshe beseeched the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, please, and it was given. Shenemar halo b'lechtecha imanu. He asked, please come with us. Bikesh shalo tishra Shechina al ovdei kochavim v'nasan lo. Second thing that he requested is that your Shechina stay only with the Jewish people and not with the umas ha'olam, not with the idolaters. Shenemar v'niflinu ani v'amecha. And again, if you look in the Pesukim, in Parshas Kisisa, after Chet HaEgel, so that also was given. Bikesh lo'odio d'rachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nasan lo. And now he wants to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu a lot better. Tzadik v'ra lo. Bad things happen to good people, and why should that be? And Moshe wants an explanation. And according to this opinion of the Gemara, that was explained to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar honin hodienin az d'rachecha melefan of Ribbono Shalom mimei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo, v'yesh tzadik v'ra lo. There's a tzaddik, life is good for him. There's a tzaddik, life is not good for him. Yesh rasha v'tov lo, and conversely, there's a rasha, he's doing well. Yesh rasha v'ra lo, the rasha is not doing well. So amar lo Moshe, tzaddik v'tov lo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ra lo, tzaddik ben rasha. And so the first answer that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that tzaddik v'tov lo is talking about where he's generationally a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik, his father's a tzaddik, tzaddik v'ra lo, tzaddik ben rasha. As opposed to where you're a tzaddik, but you're coming from a rasha. Rasha v'tov lo, rasha ben tzaddik. A Rasha, but things are going well for him, so that means that he had zechuyos of his parents, and Rasha v'ra'lo, Rasha ben Rasha. And a Rasha that's not going well, that's a Rasha ben Rasha. Okay. Obviously, the Gemara's answer over here that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, if it were to be understood by us, literally and as simply as presented over here in the Gemara, so I don't think it's hard to imagine that Moshe was given some sort of special information, because it seems pretty straightforward in terms of what the Gemara is presenting over here. And on top of that, empirically, we know that's not always the case, or at least what perceives to us to be not always the case. So, as we're going to see in the Gemara, this third request of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hodeini na darkecha, let me know your ways, let me understand why bad things happen to good people. So, as we're going to see in the Gemara, so we saw an opinion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did answer him. We're going to see in the Gemara in just a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer him on that one. So, this is going to be a point of great controversy. Amar Mar, Tzadik V'Tovla, Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik Ben Rasha. So the Gemara itself is now going to challenge this answer that's provided. That it depends whether you're generationally a Tzadik or you're bucking the trend. Right? Your parents were Rishayim, but you become a Tzadik. And that's the difference between Tzadik V'Tovlo versus Tzadik V'Ralo. And the Gemara says, Zini, is that true? V'aksiv, Poked Avonavos Abanim. So Uksiv, Ubanim Lo Yimsol Avos. So we have a steer in the Pesukim. One Pasuk indicates that the sins of your parents are going to be visited on you. Another Pasuk says, your parents' actions have nothing to do with you. So, V'ramin and Kraya Adadim, Mishanin Lo Kasha Hakesh Ochsim Maisei Avoseihem B'yadeihem, Hakshein Ochsim Maisei Avoseihem B'yadeihem. And the answer is that it depends on how you comport yourself. If you're a tzaddik, if you're compliant, so then the actions of your parents have nothing to do with you. And if you decide that your parents are Rishayim, you know what? My parents were Rishayim, I'll be a Rasha as well. Okay, so not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to visit you, but also your parents' actions are going to reflect on you as well. Okay, is that fair? Not for me. Not anywhere close for me to answer, but that's the resolution. But what comes down now clearly is that a person's actions are independent of his parents. If his parents are Rishayim and he decides to be a tzaddik, that's it. And his parents are not going to have any impact on him whatsoever. Min HaShemayim. So this answer, tzaddik ben tzaddik versus tzaddik ben rasha, it doesn't seem supportable. So Ela Hachi Kamarle. So the Gemara says, okay. So we're going to revisit the answer that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik gamar. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik sheino gamar. Okay, so we're going to be talking about different levels of tzidkus. Tzaddik gamar versus tzaddik sheino gamar. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha sheino gamar. Rasha v'ralo, rasha gamar. So rasha v'tovlo, so he's a rasha, but you know he's got some redeeming qualities. They're not redeeming qualities, right? I'm just borrowing an English phrase, but it just simply means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got to give him something. Okay, so in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him something, right? But a Rasha Gamor, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't owe him anything, not in this world, not in the world to come. Okay, so we have now in front of us an opinion in the Gemara that Moshe was explained the entire concept of Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo, Rasha V'Ralo. Okay, major theological issues, all encapsulated in three lines of Gemara. Okay, so but as I pointed out, that's an opinion, and the Gemara now is going to present the other side. Upliga de Rav Meir, Damar Rav Meir, Shtayim Nasan Lo, V'Achas Lo Nasan Lo. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir says no. Moshe was answered 1 and 2. Shechina be with the Jewish people, Shechina not be with the Ovdi Kochavim. That was provided to Moshe. The third one was not provided to Moshe. Shenemar V'Chanosi Sasher Achon V'Afapi She'enu Hagon. I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt, even for people who don't deserve it. And I'm going to have compassion, even for the people who don't deserve it. And in terms of understanding, you're not going to see my face. Meaning, you're not going to understand. You're of limited capacity, and you simply cannot understand. And if Moshe cannot understand, so then it's more than reasonable to say that we're not going to understand as well. Okay. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha Kachem Alei Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So, in another version of how this dialogue went, Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha tells us, this is what Hashem says to Moshe. Funny you're asking me now for me to show you the ways and for you to understand. Do you know earlier I was more than ready to give you this information and you weren't prepared? And so, we just missed each other in terms of our timing. Kishe ratzisi lo ratzisa. When I wanted, you didn't want. What is he referring to? The sneh, burning bush. So right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Come closer," and Moshe says, "No." And the conversation was not just about the physical parameters of you're too far away, you come closer. It means in understanding, in havana. And Achshav Shata Rotze, Eini Rotze. Now it's funny. You want the information, but I'm not ready right now to divulge the information. Okay. Obviously, there's much more to understand behind this Gemara, but okay. At least at the superficial level, we understand that for whatever reasons, which I cannot articulate, the timing was off between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of learning the secrets of Tzadik V'Ralo. Now, there is another dissenting viewpoint of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni in the name of Rav Yonasan, who actually agrees with the first opinion, that Moshe was provided this information, B'schar Shal Zacha L'Shalosh. In the merit of three, he was Zoche to three. So because the Kadosh Baruch Hu hid himself from a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, Moshe, thank you. So as by virtue of the fact that Moshe hid himself by the Sneh, so he got cluster upon him, he got some sort of some sort of aura about him. And because he was afraid at the snare, so therefore there was an awe that was given to Moshe, that people were afraid to approach him. Afraid meaning out of respect. And finally, and because Moshe at the snare refused to look, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu later rewarded him with a vision, meaning an understanding of Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Okay, so right, no clear cut conclusion from the Gemara. What did Moshe come to understand regarding Tzadik V'Ra'lo? We have an opinion that says that he was given full understanding of it, and the Gemara even attempts to try to help us understand. But even within that, it's murky. The Gemara itself acknowledges the original presentation certainly is not true about being a Tzadik Ben Tzadik versus being a Tzadik Ben Rasha. And even the second presentation is, you know, definitely not a fully satisfying answer in terms of Tzadik Gomer versus the Tzadik Sheino Gomer. And then the Gemara brought in a dissenting viewpoint, which is that Moshe was not explained Tzadik V'Ra'lo. And then the third viewpoint is that Moshe did have and gained some understanding. So you could see in the Gemara itself a lot of back and forth on this topic of how much Moshe understood about Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Continuing in the Gemara, Vasirosis Kapai V'Risis Acharai. So I take off I take my hand out from, in other words, Moshe was in a crevice. This is the description that is given to us in the Pesukim and Parshas Kisisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts his hand, Kaviyachol, on Moshe, and only after he passes him by, the only thing that he sees is the back of his head. Capital H. So Amar of Chana Bar Bizna, Amar of Bishim Chasid, Amalam Mishara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Kesher Shol Tfilin. Now we learned in yesterday's daf that Kadosh Baruch Hu wore Tfilin. And so the only thing that Moshe was able to see was only the knot on the back that was of the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. That's all that he saw. Okay. Obviously, we're not even scratching the surface of the Gemara in understanding. So obviously, this Gemara over here is speaking volumes of machshava, it's not my pay grade to properly explain the Gemara. I'm just giving simple pshat, if that. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. And finally, number five. This is the fifth statement of Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yossi, called Dibra V'Dibra Shiyatsu Mipi Kadosh Baruch Hu Tova, Afil Al Tanai Lo Chazer Bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu says something good, even if it's Al Tanai, even if it's conditional, Kadosh Baruch Hu will deliver on any promise that he makes, Litova, even conditionally. Minala Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we know this from Moshe, Shenemar Haref Mi Menu V'Ash Mideim, V'Eschos Chal Agoy Gadol. So in going over the dialogue that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Chet HaEgel, he says, look, leave me alone, I'll destroy them, and I'll make you a great nation. Now, Afagav Dabai Moshe Rachamei Allah Demilso Batla. Now, Moshe davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy the Jewish people. And all that's true, Afilo Hachi Ukma Bezare. But in terms of the progeny of Moshe, it was a nation. How do I know this? The Gemara cites a number of psukim from Divrei Hayamim. B'nei Moshe, Gershom Ve'Eliezer, the two sons of Moshe. Now, he only had two sons, but V'yu B'nei Eliezer, Rachve, Arosh, V'chule, U'B'nei Rachve, Rabu Lamala. The Psukim in Divrei Hayamim describe that in terms of the numbers of generations and children that were had subsequently, Rabu Lamala, it was a lot. Now, when we say a lot, can we quantify that? U'tini Rav Yosef, Lamala Mishishim Ribui. And Rav Yosef, in his Targum, Anach, right, whenever you have a pasuk from Nach, not whenever, but very often, throughout Shas, when you have a pasuk from Nach, Rav Yosef is giving targum, so he has a running targum on Nach. And he says, Lamala Mishishim Ribu, it's more than 600,000. And Asya Rabbe, and he learns it based on Gzeirah Shavah. Once again, an Agadic Gzeirah Shavah. Ksiv Hacha Rabbe Lamala, Ksiv Hasam Mubnei Yisrael, Paruvi Yishritzu, Vayirbu. So we know that when the Jewish people are multiplying in Mitzrayim, so the Torah describes it as Virbu. We know they get to the number 600,000. And by the way, that number obviously is a conservative number. That's only the men above 20. But still, that's the number that we operate with. And so the B'nai Moshe eventually also become 600,000. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescinded on destroying the Jewish people and not making Moshe himself a nation, but since he promised Moshe to be a great nation, so his progeny ended up being that many. That's the Amud Aleph of today's daf. So just quickly to recap our Amud Aleph. Five statements by Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, one having to do with the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Berachos Hedjot. The two, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, it's a moment in the morning, sometime during the first 3 hours. It's a fraction of a second. Bilam Balak. Okay. Number three, the idea of being humbled, right? Something, self-motivation, and incentivizing yourself is going to be much stronger than any kind of external motivation. Moshe and his request of understanding Tzadik V'Ra'lo, that was the fourth statement. And number five, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promises, even if they're just conditional promises, but he keeps them, as long as they're Latova. We turn now to the Amud Beis of today's daf, and let's continue. Now, Amud Beis over here is going to be, again, hopefully my account is correct, seven statements of Rav Yochanan in the name of the Rashbi. Okay, so Amud Aleph, Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yossi, and number and the Amud Beis, Rav Yochanan in the name of Rashbi. Seven statements. Was he a student of the Rashbi? Unlikely. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva. It's true, they are later Tanaim, but they're not late Tanaim, meaning they're still the Tekufa of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And then, of course, there's after that's Rav Yehuda Nasi. Rav Yochanan comes after that. So I don't think there was, I hope I'm right, but I don't think there was a direct Mesorah between Rav Yochanan and the Rashbi. Generally speaking, when you have the word Mishum, so that's an indication that it's not a direct Mesorah. So it's coming indirectly. Okay. And there are seven of them that are coming now in the Amud Beis. Number one. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rashbi. Miyam Shabar Kosh Baruch Hu Olam Lahaya Adam Shekar Lakosh Baruch Hu Adon. Acheba Avram Vekara Adon. So, from creation until Avraham, nobody described the Kadosh Baruch Hu as being an Adon, master of the world. Shenemar Vayomer, and this is a pasuk in Lech Lecha, where Avraham describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the words Adnos. I don't want to say Shem Hashem. So Hashem Bame Eida Ki Irashena. This is during the Brisbane of Asarim. I'm Rav Yosef Abdaniel Onen Ela Bishvil Avraham. Now, when Daniel davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was answered as a result of Avraham. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Va'atashma lokenu el tfilas avdech ve'el tachanuna ve'er panecha el mikdashecha." Al mikdashcha hashamein lama'an. And again, shame of Adnos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. Now, the Gemara points out. Read the pasuk carefully. It doesn't say lama'ancha mi ba'ile. That's what it should have said. But el lama'an Avraham shekaracha Adon. Even Daniel knows that. In the schus of Avraham, describing him as being the Adon, the master. So in the schus of Avraham calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, Daniel himself was answered. Okay. Number two. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rashbi. Minayin she'ein meratzon lo adam b'shas kaso. How do we know that that you're not allowed to appease a person at the time when he's angry? She'nem ram panay yelech v'anichos ilach. So my face will go by and hanichos ilach. And then you can come and try to appease me, but not while he's angry. Wait for the person's anger to subside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbi, Miyom Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is number three. Miyom Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zolama lo haya adam she hodeh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu ad shebasa Leia v'hodaso. No one thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu until Leia came and thanked him. Shenem rapam odeh es Hashem. This time I thank Hashem when naming her fourth son Yehuda, knowing Rashi and Chumash brings this down, knowing that she was, three was expected. Okay. Each one of them were going to have three, right? Four wives, three children, 12 shvatim. That was the plan. Once she got four, she got more than the others. And so for that, Odes Hashem. And she built that into the name of her fourth son, Yehuda. Hapam Odes Hashem. Sorry. Reuven. Now, as long as we talked about names and the power and the meaning of names, and how names have a causative effect. So the Gemara gives a couple of other examples. Reuven. Okay. Now, the name of Reuven, if you read the Pesukim, you actually see that the reason why she calls him Reuven, the Pesuk tells us, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees my suffering. This is what Leah is saying. And so therefore, Hashem ra'ah es anyi. Sorry, I don't have a chumash in front of me. So I apologize for not doing justice to the Pesuk. But anyway, so the Torah already tells us why she named him Reuven. However, the Gemara goes even deeper. So Reuven, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Leah, Ruuma bein bini leben chami. She says, let's compare my son to the son of my mother-in-law. Now, just in terms of general relationships, don't try this at home. So, I'm just suggesting. But anyway, so Reuven is a contraction of the word Reuben, see my son. And she's comparing her son to that of her mother-in-law. So her mother-in-law, of course, is Rivka, and the son of her mother-in-law, she's making reference to Leah. I'm sorry, to Esav. And here's how the comparison goes. The Ilu ben Chami, Afagav Dimidai Tezav Nil Bechir Esav, because when it comes to Esav, so he sold his Bechor. And not only did he sell his Bechor, but he sold it willingly. Dichsiva, of course, Bechor sold Yaakov.
Now, chazu matzive. Now, as far as post-sale, how is Esav feeling about the post-sale? How is his post-sale feelings? Not good. He hated Yaakov. He treated me. He tricked me twice. So needless to say, he was really angry about the sale, even though when he sold it volitionally. Now, when it comes to my own son, this is Leah talking about her Reuven. So Avagav, the Al-Karchi Shakle, Yosef Lebichirose. Now, what happened? So the Bechor was taken away from Reuven. He didn't sell it willingly. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says that it was taken from Reuven and given to Yosef. And nevertheless, Reuven had no misgivings about it whatsoever. He accepted it. Yosef was thrown into a pit. And Reuven says, okay, let's save him. Okay, so he had no misgivings. So the name Reuven is a contraction of the words Reuben. Leah says, see my son, compared to that of my mother-in-law's son. Okay. Rus, one more name that we're going to darshan. My Rus, Amakra l'chu chazu mipulas Hashem asher, sorry, I skipped a line. Let's do this correctly. Rus, my Rus, Am Rav Yochanan shezachsov yatsa mimenu, David, shirivo l'kadosh baruch hu b'shiras v'sishbachos. So as far as the name Rus comes from the word Rivehu. Now Rivehu usually means intoxicate. In this context, it means that she had, not a son, but a later descendant, four generations, where he intoxicated Kadosh Baruch Hu with Shiras V'Sishbachos, David, the author of Tehillim. So he praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sang to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this all comes from Rus, and it's built into the name Rus. Now the idea over here that we expressed a number of times, Rus, Reuven, Yehuda, is that Shema Gorin, that the name has a causative effect. And the Gemara now wants to know, where do we see this? Menal on the Shema Gorin. How do I know that the name has a causative effect? I'm a Rebbe Lazar. I'm a Kra L'chu Chazu Mipulas Hashem. So see from the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Sam. Now in the Pasuk, it says the words Shamos, desolation, Baritz. But we're going to darshan the Pasuk. Al Tikra Shamos El Shemos. Means that if we read the Pasuk in this Midrashic way, so Shamos is Shemos, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts based on your name. So your name has a causative effect. Your parents know all this when they name you? And the answer is, to a certain degree, there's a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh when the parents name the child. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We're up to the fourth statement of Rav Yochanan quoting the Rashbi. Kasha Tarpas Rav B'toch Beisro Shal Adam Yosem Mechamas Gog Magog. Having a bad child in your house is worse than the apocalypse. Shenemar. Now, I know, it's right. Sounds like a hyperbolic sentence said in English. But the Gemara says, we actually could read that into the Pesukim. Shenemar Mizmor LaDavid B'Barcho Mimnei Avshalom B'no. David was running away from Avshalom. So needless to say, he had a bad apple in his amongst his children, Avshalom, who wanted to rebel, wanted to kill his father, wanted to take over the Melucha. Uksiv Basrei, Hashem Ma'arabutzarai, Rabim Kamim Alai. Now, he in Tehillim, he describes that I have so many troubles in life, and it's hard. Now, let's compare that to the Pesukim describing Gog U'Magog. Uksiv, the Pesuk says, Lamar Rikshu Goyim Lomim Yagurik. Okay, so the Pesukim described that it's not good. But what it doesn't say is Ma Rabut Sarai, Lok Sif. It doesn't say Ma Rabut Sarai. So just by a side-by-side comparison of the Pesukim regarding having a bad child in your house versus Gog U'Magog, so the Pesukim speak to this idea that having a bad child is worse. As long as we're on the topic of David and Avshalom, so the Gemara wants to spend a little bit more time on this topic. Mizmor David Bebrachu B'nei Avshalom B'no. He's running away from Avshalom. Mizmor LaDavid, Kina LaDavid Mibayile. What an unusual way to introduce a perek of Tehillim. He's running away from Avshalom. Mizmor LaDavid, he's singing. What is he singing about? So it should be a kina. It should be a lamentation. His son wants to overrule him. His son wants to kill him. And he's talking Mizmor LaDavid. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben. Now it's interesting. The Gemara over here, Avishalom, right? We have this every now and then. The Amora that expresses an idea. So his name somehow is related to the topic. It happens. So anyway, so Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom Mashlama Davadoma. So I'll give you an analogy. So a person who, let's say, is in debt, and comes to Paro who Hayasev. Now before he pays off his debt, so the stress and anxiety of I got this big debt looming over my head. La'achar Shaparo Sameach. After you pay off your debt, the happiest person in the world. Av ben David came to Shamalok Baruch Hinani Mekim Alecha Ra'ami Besecha Hayat Seif. And so after the chait of David, I know you're not allowed to say that, right? So the we all know the Gemara and Shabbos. So the but after David's stumbling with Bathsheba, so Kadosh Baruch Hu promises him that bad is going to come from your house. So Hayat Seif. So basically, he was now in debt. Amar Shema Eved Omamzer Hu Delochai Salai. So now, what's that bad that's going to come from his house? So it could be anything from his house. It could be an Eved. It could be a Mamzer. The usage of the word Mamzer over here is a little bit unclear. What Mamzerim are in his house? Okay, but anyway, but Avadim fine. So, but came into Chazal Avshalom Hu Sameach Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmor. But then he saw it was Avshalom. Okay, at least it's a son. Meaning it's awful, but he looked at the silver lining of the situation, and that's why he said Mizmor. We're up to the fifth statement of Rav Yochanan in the name of the Rashbi. Motel Let Garus Birushaim Bolam Azeh. One is allowed to taunt and mock Rishaim in this world. Shenemer Ozve Sora Yahalu Rasha Vishomri Torah Yiskarubam. So if you're a Shomer Torah, so you can taunt those who are Rishaim. Tanya Mihachad the Gemara quotes the Bryce as well. Rabbi Justai Bar Mason Omer Motel Let Garus Birushaim Bolam Azeh. One is allowed to taunt Rishaim in this world. Shenemer Ozve Torah Yahalu Rasha Vigomer. Now. Imlach Shach Adam Lomar. Now, let's say somebody comes over to you and whispers the following in your ear. Vaksiv, Al Titachar B'Mereim, Al Tikanei B'Osei Avla. So don't, now the Pasuk seems to indicate, right, don't tease, don't taunt those people who are perpetuating a sin. So it sounds like you shouldn't. And so someone comes over to you and says, hey, don't do that. So Amar Lo, Mishali Bonokfo Omer Kain. So he says, well, you know who says that? The person who's not a full tzaddik. Meaning, if your heart is pounding, because as Rashi explains over here, you have Averis in your hand, so fine, so you're not a tzaddik. So for you, you shouldn't be taunting a Rishayim. But if you're a tzaddik, you can taunt Rishayim. Ela ati techer b'merim. And as far as the pasuk that you just quoted, I'll say the pshat. Lios k'merim. What it means is, don't emulate their behavior. And al tikaneh b'ose avla, lios k'ose avla. And al tikaneh, kaneh over here from the word jealousy. And don't be jealous of Rishayim. They seem like they're having such a good time. Hey, let me try that. No. Don't be jealous of them. And don't emulate their ways. That's what the pasuk means. Va'omer ali kaneh libcha bechatim kim yiras Hashem kol hayom. And another pasuk in Mishlei that speaks to the same idea. You see a Rasha, don't be jealous of his actions. He's not doing good. He's not doing the right thing. And so therefore, there's nothing to emulate. So fine. So what do we have right now that a tzaddik can taunt and tease a Rasha? Ini the Gemara says, is that right? Va'omer Rav Yitzchak im ra'isa Rasha she'Hashem mesacheches lo al titkar rabo. If you see a Rasha where he seems to be having unbelievable mazel, everything's going his way, so don't start up with him at that point in time. Shenamar yachilu derechav, when he's successful in his ways, b'chol eis, v'lo od, elo shezocha b'din. And if you try to take him to court, that's also ill-advised. Because right now, he's got mazel going for him. Shenamar marom mishpatecha minegdo, v'lo od elo sheroa b'tzarav. He's going to see his enemies fall. Shenamar kol tzarav yafich behem. He just blows on his enemies, and they fall down. Okay, so we're a little bit confused right now in terms of the tzaddik's attitude towards the rasha. Start up with him, taunt him, leave him alone. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Abimili Dideh, Abimili Dishmaya. So the Gemara first makes one distinction. The Gemara's going to make a number of distinctions. One distinction of the Gemara is it depends. If we're talking about interpersonal issues, so then his mazel is going well. Now is not a time to start up with him. But Mila Dishmaya, on spiritual matters, on Shmir Samitzvos, so then you can taunt him. Ibai Zemahaba, Abimili Dishmaya, or, well, I'll give another distinction. We're talking about spiritual matters. So if he's got mazel going for him and everything's going his way, don't taunt him, not even on spiritual matters. But if he doesn't have the mazel going for him, so then go ahead. Another distinction of the Gemara. Let's say he's got mazel going in his direction and everything's going well for him. If you're a tzaddik gamor, you can taunt him. But if you're not a tzaddik gamor, so then leave him alone. Amar Avuna Maidichsev Lama Tabi Bogdim Tachrish Bebela Rasha Tzaddik Mimenu. The pasuk seems to indicate that the Rasha is going to be swallowing the tzaddik. The Gemara says V'chi Rasha Bolei Tzaddik. What are you talking about? The Rasha swallowing the tzaddik. V'aksev Hashem Lo Yazvenu B'Yado. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not leave the tzaddik alone, meaning he protects the tzaddik. V'siv Lo Yinel the tzaddik Olaven. A tzaddik is going to be protected by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not going to be swallowed by a Rasha. Al Tzaddik Mimenu Bolei. It means that as far as sitkus on a relative matter, in a relative way, where you're not the biggest tzaddik, but so in that regard, so So you can have somebody swallowing you up. But Tzadik Gemor in Ebolaya. But Tzadik Gemor is not going to be swallowed up. So okay, fine. So that's another distinction that we can make regarding a Tzadik Gemor versus a Tzadik Sheino Gemor. Or we could just simply say that when it comes to the Rasha, where everything's going in his way and he clearly is having mazel on his side, so then at that point in time, leave him alone. Okay, that was our fifth statement of Rav Yochanan quoting the Rashbi. Number six, I'm Rav Yochanan Mishim Rashbi. Kol ha-kovei ha-makom l'tfilaso. If you're kovei ha-makom for your davening, oivav noflim tachtav. Your enemies will fall in front of you. Now, this is the second time we're talking about kovei ha-makom, making a makom kavua for yourself. We talked about it in yesterday's daf. We're speaking about it again in today's daf. Shenem, right now, there is another girsa of our Gemara, to be fair, and that it's not tfilaso, but rather it's taraso. Okay, but working with our girsa, so you should have a makom kavua, a fixed place. Shenem, the pasuk says, "V'zamti makom la'amei Yisrael unitativ v'shachein tachtav." You'll be planted over there. You're going to rest over there below your gazod, and you're not going to shake anymore. No one's going to move you from that spot. Below Yosifu b'nei Avla la'anososo. Sorry about the pronunciation. Kasher barishona, and the b'nei Avla, those that are sinning, so they're not going to oppress you anymore. Okay. Rav Huna Ramiksiv. Rav Huna notes a discrepancy between two psukim. Compare the psukim. We have basically the same pasuk, one in Shmuel and the other in Divrei Yamin. One says they're not going to oppress you, and the other says they're not going to destroy you. So originally it means they're not going to oppress you. The way Rashi understands this, Batchila kishenivna habayis. The last Rashi is on the Amud. Kishenivna habayis nivna amanah shelo la'anos od oyvim liYisrael. So once we have a base of Mikdash and a Makom Tefillah, so we're not going to be oppressed. That was originally. However, Lubisof, Rashi says, Kishachatu, but unfortunately, our behavior did not conform, and we were not compliant, and we sinned. So, Nigzar Aleim, Inui V'Tefillah Sam, Migin Aleim, and Achilion. So, we're going to get oppressed, we're not going to be destroyed. That's the shifting between, and that's that explains the discrepancy between the Pasuk and Shmuel and the Pasuk and Divrei HaYamin. One more to go. Number seven. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rashbi. Gedola Shimusha Shal Torah Yosem Ilimuda. Shimusha Torah is greater than learning Torah. Meaning being Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, serving under Tamid Chachamim, seeing how they practice. Shenamar. Pa'olisha Ben Shafar Asher Yatsak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. So Elisha was right there side by side with Eliyahu, pouring the water with Eliyahu. Lamad Lo Namar. He wasn't learning Eli Yatsak. He was pouring. Malamish Gedola Shimusha Yosem Ilimuda. So the Shimush Tamid Chachamim, serving with the Tamid Chacham, seeing how he operates and operating with him is greater than learning. Let's do a little bit more for this morning. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak LeRabbi Nachman, my Tamil Oasi Marla Bekanishta Litzluye. So Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, how come you're not coming to Shul and davening with a minyan in Shul? Amalei Lo Yechilna. So he says, I'll tell you the truth. I just don't have the physical strength. Rashi says, Tash Kochi. My strength is gone. Amalei Lechzefila Marla Asara Litzle. So let's make a minyan over here. I'll get a minyan. We'll come over to your house. So Amalei Tircha Li Milsa. So he says, look, I'm just not in the physical position where I can handle that right now. Okay, so you know what? In the very least, I'll have somebody come and tell you exactly when we're davening in shul, and so therefore you can coordinate your davening at home with your davening in shul. So Amar Le Maikulei Hai, and Rav Nachman says, okay, I see this is a big deal. Tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah with a minyan. And if not, at least davening at the same time as a minyan. He says, Michael Lehi, why is this such a big deal? So Amalei Dam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rashbi. And so, here we go, one more time. Rav Yochanan, name of Rashbi. Okay, well, let's call this number eight. My Dichsib, what does the Pasuk say? Vanis Tfilasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon. So I am Tfila at a time of Eis Ratzon. Amos Eis Ratzon, when is the time of Eis Ratzon? Mitzasha Tzibor Mispalim, at the time when the Tzibor is in fact davening. So that is a unique, an auspicious time, and so therefore, best of course to be with the minyan, but if that's not possible, so clearly second best is going to be at least davening at the same time as a minyan. Okay, let's recap. Okay, Zayin Amud Aleph, five statements of Rav Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. The five topics were the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Birchas Hedjut. The second topic was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. The third topic, being humbled and self-reproachment as opposed to external motivation. Fourth topic, Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Fifth topic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promises, even if they're conditional, but if it's a promise, L'tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep it, even though the condition is no longer there. on the Amud Beis of today's daf. Now I'm going to count it as 8 topics. Number one, Avram's the first one historically to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. Number two, if somebody's angry, wait for him to calm down and then only afterwards go to the person. Number three, the third topic, Shema Goreim, that a name has a causative effect. And so not only is the name a description, but also it will project into the future in terms of what's going to happen. Fourth topic was having a problem child. The fifth topic, worse than Gog and Magog. The fifth topic is whether or not you're allowed to start up with Rishayim. The Gemara spent a lot of time on this topic, making distinctions in terms of when it would be okay, when it would not be okay. The sixth topic, being Koveya Makum for your davening. Seventh topic, serving a Talmud Chacham as opposed to just learning from the Talmud Chacham. And the eighth topic, Tefillah B'Tzibur, davening with a minyan, or in the very least, at the same time as a minyan.